Verdun is a clean and orderly village astride the banks of the River Meuse in a quiet rural section of eastern France. It is a short journey from the village center on a road that winds through wooded countryside to a great cathedral that stands on the crest of a hill. The site is at once breathtakingly beautiful and hauntingly silent, a memorial to the many thousands who gave their lives. It is here in soldierly rows beneath a carpet of lush grass that they are interned, on the same hallowed ground where they fought so desperately to save their beloved France. It is here that they fulfilled their solemn pledge to one another. On ne passe pas. They shall not pass. Beyond the stone crosses of the fallen lie more emerald fields and scattered woods of broadleaf trees. Even today, the rolling meadows bear scars from the Great War. The grass grows rich and green within subtle undulations that were once trenches. It was in these trenches that the blue-coated French poilus and khaki-clad British Tommies faced the gray legions of invading Germans across a few yards of treacherous no-man's land. Later, the weary Allied armies were joined by fresh American troops, who at first seemed brash and confident, but would soon be indoctrinated to the harsh realities of total war. In these same trenches, the infantrymen of 1914 to 1918 became acquainted with the misery of mud, rats, dysentery, rotten food, and immersion foot. Along with discomfort came death. It was abundant, and its horror had arrived in many new forms. There were seemingly endless barrages of artillery shells, chattering machine guns, rumbling steel tanks, and yellow clouds of poisonous gas. Scores of men would die to gain a few scant yards, cut down by automatic fire as they struggled through shell holes and barbed wire entanglements, only to lose the same ground to the enemy the next day. Soaring high above it all was yet another new weapon, the airplane.